one thing you're making sure we got on here. After you plowed, what would you use to break the ground up even finer?
Well, you would use a harrow or a disc. Some people disced their ground, and some people took an old-time A harrow.
What would be the difference between those things?
Well, a harrow is just a V-shaped piece of wood, or wood fastened, like a 4x4 piece of wood fastened together with teeth down through it. And a disc has circular metal things that turn, that rolls, that cuts the dirt up.
But either one would do the job?
Yes, some people had one and some had the other. And they used drags, that drag just mashed the clods.
Okay, what is it that the wheels of a wagon would fit onto?
The axle.
Okay, if you're sawing logs, maybe firewood or planks, what would you call the X-shaped frame that you lay the log across?
Saw horses? Mm-hmm.
And would you ever use one that's an A-frame instead of an X-frame when it comes down like that at the ends instead of like that?
Well, my folks don't never use either one. They just go out in the woods and cut the log down and cut the blocks off.
Well, back a long time ago,
they used to cut their wood in just long poles and haul them to the house and then use these things to cut them.
They'd use the X-frame, they'd drive them in the ground and then tie a wire around them, and you'd lay a pole up in there.
Okay, yeah. If you go to straighten your hair, you might use a comb and a
brush.
What would you use for sharpening a razor?
Razor strap, or a razor hone, either one.
What's the hone? Is that
it's like a wet rock. It's a stone that you sharpen your razor on.
And what would be the strap be made of?
Leather.
What do you put in a revolver?
Shell. Bullet.
And if you were talking about, you said they weren't using live ammunition, they were just firing blank?
Blank. Shells. Or cartridges or...
Blank loads.
Yeah, blank load.
Okay, what is a... You sometimes put a plank over a trestle for children to play on. What do you call that?
Seesaw.
Any other terms that would have been called earlier?
I don't think I ever heard it called anything besides a seesaw.
Because sometimes it was a different kind of toy where there was a limber plank fixed at both ends that children could jump up and down.
Jump board.
Did you ever play on those?
Yeah.
My children have.
I never did do much of it, but my children sure has loved their jump boards.
They ever fall off?
Yeah.
Okay, and then sometimes there's a toy that it's a plank anchored in the middle to a post or a stump and it goes around. Remember that one?
Swing,
You can spin on it.
I've seen them.
It's kind of a homemade merry-go-round sort of thing.
Yeah, merry-go-round.
They used to have them at school, you know. The kids always falling off and getting their heads bumped. Go along, America, mm-hmm.
Would you ever have used the term flying Jenny for that around here?
Yes,
I've heard that used.
Kids, I've heard them call it that from school, you know, rode the flying Jenny and fall off.
If kids are playing on that seesaw, what are they doing there?
They'd be one on each end, one to go up and down.
What would you say there? How would you describe what they're doing?
Those one goes up and the other comes down.
So those two kids are over there?
On the seesaw.
Would you say they're seesawing?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and then you have a, sometimes tie a long rope to a tree and put a seat on it.
Swing.
Did you ever use coal in this area at all for heating?
Coal? Mm-hmm. I don't, maybe there might have been.
Used, but I never did use it.